For WYSU, I'm Gina Marinelli. Joining me today in the studio is Jimmy Sutman. Jimmy, in 1998, you started the Iron and String Life Enhancement Program, or they call it ILE, which is a residential care facility for adults with disabilities. But when I met you, you were an intern in the newsroom on your way to a career in journalism. You veered off course. Can you tell me what led you to change paths?
Well, it's very simple. I met Joe Gallagher. When I was working at TV 27, I was simultaneously working for the county at the sheltered workshops. And I met an individual with Down syndrome named Joe Gallagher. And Joe immediately took a shine to me. And I have no idea why, immediately liked me more than most others in his life. And Joe has been, he was our first client at ILE and has really been the reason we've started our various programs.
And you have a lot of them. The Purple Cat, Touch the Moon Candy Store here in downtown Youngstown. You have a radio station. So tell me about the genesis of all of this.
The big issue that I have to deal with every single day is my adults with disabilities want to get paid to do work. Joe Gallagher was no different. And so we're trying to find creative ways to pay our employees. So we kind of started with the candy store in 2005 at 8 South Phelps Street. We opened the Touch the Moon Candy Saloon. I used to say simply to provide vocational opportunities for adults with disabilities, but there's a secondary part of that. I live downtown. I wanted to participate in the revitalization of downtown. Our main office is downtown, so the candy store represented a little boutique candy shop that could help in the renaissance of downtown. From there, you know, I started to meet other adults with disabilities that had other interests. You know, we had ones that, these are, you know, now good friends of mine that wanted to work in agriculture. So we purchased some property in Coitsville, and we have a working farm and animals.
I was going to ask you about that. So I drove by, and do the residents live and farm there, or do they?
There's no residential there. You know, ILE itself has residential sites. At the Coitsville location, it's simply a Purple Cat. But not so simply. We have lots of agriculture opportunities there, and we have animals. We have chickens and ducks and goats and alpaca. Two of them are with baby right now. I'm a little nervous about that, but it's exciting. So, you know, we're giving our individuals with disability opportunities to earn at least minimum wage and working inside or out.
You have really changed lives, and you have brought the issue of adults with disabilities to the forefront, I think. What keeps you motivated? What keeps you going?
These people, they're just wonderful people, and every single day, you know, they're asking you questions and giving you ideas. And, you know, boy, you just want to do well for them. You know, life is hard for them. You want it to be a little bit easier.
You know what? You are an asset to this community, and we're so glad to have you here. Jimmy Sutman, Director of Iron and String Life Enhancements, ILE. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
For WYSU, I'm Gina Marinelli.